In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the 15th day of the blessed month of the Brahmahotep. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us. In peace and tranquility, while our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my Father, and my brethren, Amen. On this day that departed the righteous and the ascetic, the Sansara, the nun who was a native of Upper Egypt. Her parents, who were exceedingly rich, were Christians and had no other children. They raised her in a Christian manner and taught her reading and writing. She was always reading the books of the church and especially the biography of saints of the fathers, the monks. She was influenced by their lives and desired the ascetic life. She went to one of the convents of Upper Egypt and dwelt there for many years serving the virgins. Then she put on the monastic garb, persisting on fighting the lust of Satan for the 13 years until Satan was weary of her. When Satan was exasperated from her steadfastness and purity, he wished to overthrow her by the sin of pride. He appeared to her while she was standing praying on the roof of her cell and said to her, "Rejoice, for you have overcome Satan." She replied, "I am a feeble woman, and I cannot conquer you except by the power of the Lord Christ." And then Satan vanished. This saint had many useful sayings that she used to say to the nuns. One of her sayings, "I never set my foot upon the step of the ladder, and I never go up to the next step without thinking, I may die before I raise my leg, so that the enemy might not entice me with the hope of a long life." And she also said, "It is better for a man to show mercy even to satisfy men, for the time will come that it will be to satisfy God." She also had many other saying written in the Paradise of the Fathers. She stayed on the banks of the river in a cave for 60 years, fighting a great fight, and no one saw her until she departed to the eternal bliss, and she was 80 years old. May her prayers be with us all, Amen. And on this day also, Saint Helias of Hunes was martyred. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever, Amen.
Exeyati ageya emi sara exeios avahelias bima artis.